Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Lunch with Jesus. It's time for you to grab your lunch and your favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we listen to the divine messages that Jesus and the other wonderful beings are presenting for us today. But we will start out as we always do by introducing ourselves. And so here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Happy Thursday. It's an honor to be here. A little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm also a animal communicator, a psychic medium, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past the TV, and I heard, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" I looked around. There was nobody around but me, and I looked again, and I said, "I'm sorry. I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find somebody else." Well, Joan didn't take no for an answer. It took maybe about 5 hours or so, and she came back and she threatened me. I can't say what she said, but the comical thing is we've been together ever since. We really have. It's just been unbelievable. And she's been a blessing in my life. I'm so happy to have her as part of my team. And she's left the door open. Those on the other side, they walk through it continually. It gives me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it provides me with the ability to relate and work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey is truly amazing. And my in-spirit dog, Ginger, she adds a little spice to my team as well. She tells everything like it is. She's blunt, she's to the point, but she's filled with love, and I'm so glad that she's with me. She's been with me since the beginning of my journey, but she's now on the other side, and she's guiding me to help others as well. So I feel really blessed. I did have a work background prior to doing this beautiful work that I can't imagine not doing, and it was in law enforcement. But I hung up my gun, and now I use love as my revolver. I don't need a gun. I use love. And love is what I am. It's what I do, and it's what I listen to. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. My journey has been very, very interesting. And it's resulted in me coming to a deeper understanding of who I am and what life is about and how I am actually creating everything I experience. And I can't think of the words to express what it is. But if you are one of those people that is always looking for answers, always trying to understand, always trying to move forward in your life, then listening to the guidance that we receive on Lunch with Jesus is one of the steps that will help make your life better. It certainly has made a difference in mine, because even though I channel these messages, that doesn't mean that I already know what they're saying, because I don't. So the messages we receive are for us as well as for you. And life is actually meant to be fun and enjoyable. I know that whole concept is like totally outside of the norm. But when you start accepting that that is the truth and you start living that life, oh, it is so much more fun. So I encourage everyone to do that. If you want to learn more about me, you can read the information on my website. The website is divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's so much there. So much there. So now we will hear some messages. So DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing, Barbara, is it's a small little prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When I fall, you lift me up. When I am weak, you are strong. When I am lost, you are the way. When I am hurt, you heal me. When I face problems, you comfort me. You are everything to me. I am yours and you are mine. So I thought that was a beautiful little prayer to start off my messages. And with that being said, Barbara, we have Archangel Ariel coming in. And she's come to deliver a message of love. Hello, beloveds. It is I, Archangel Ariel, who come before you today. Love has no beginning or end. Feel the love that I bring to you today. Visualize it. It is now permeating every fiber of your being. Let it fill your entire body. This is love in its purest form, love that resides in each of you. Feel this love now in your heart and let it fill your body so fully that there is no room for anything but love. Let it continue from you and allow it to keep going throughout eternity, reaching the entire world. Trust and believe what you are feeling. Beloveds, be an example of love and compassion for others to follow. Nurture love for all living things. Become an example for our children. Become like a child again. Each of you has an inner child that wants to be honored. Give yourself permission to play and let go of limitations. Do you remember how wonderful and magical life was when you were young? Learn to think like a child once again and approach everything from a fresh new perspective. By taking cues from children, we view the world from a whole new angle, moment at a time. Let the children lead by example. They teach us about love, truth, and the meaning of life. Children are not conscious of what other people think of them, and this is a beautiful strength that they have. This encourages them to be free spirits. They say what they mean, and they mean what they say. They don't find it difficult, like adults, to be completely open and honest. They sometimes won't take no for an answer, and they don't give up. Children are open-minded, and this helps them to learn new things. It's never too late to reclaim those positive characteristics of youth and use them to increase the experience that we acquire with age. The children of today are here, and they need your love. They need your nurturing to help to fulfill their beautiful purpose. Children are so innocent. They are so pure. They easily communicate with the angels, the fairies, and other magical beings. Help these children to create, to imagine, to grow, and to become loving adults for tomorrow. Teach them to respect others, as well as the trees, the birds, and all of life. These are gifts that we have to love and to cherish. Mother Nature has given them to us, and it is our job to take care of our beautiful planet. Many people do not understand why we need to worry about the environment. The environment is everything. It is everything. It is the winds, the trees, the animals, the people, every part of the living system of Earth. I am asking for your help. Search your heart and see how you can become part of the solution and educate our children about the environment. As it is an investment in our future, let's work together to save our Earth. With a little extra thoughtfulness, we can help the planet every day. I ask that you live consciously with awareness and intention and focus on being part of the solution. You need to be the change that you want to see in the world. The change has to start with you. You have to live by example. When we put passion into taking care of our surroundings, we become more secure beings, more humanitarian, and it leads us to be more caring for each other. Start small. Find your passion to contribute to the larger picture. Take care of the Earth, and she will take care of you. Be light. Be love. I am Archangel Ariel. I love you all. And that's my message for today, Barbara.
wonderful. Thank you. Okay, and here is what is flowing through me right now. I'm not sure who it's from, but I didn't ask, so I guess at the end they'll tell me who it is. Okay, here we go. We want you to understand as you are awakening that you really don't have any limits. We know that each of you have people that you look up to. Some you've actually made into your heroes, but these are people who seem to be living the life that you dream of living. And we want you to understand that you are also capable of everything that they are capable of. God does not limit you. God does not restrict you. So any limitations or restrictions that you have are self-imposed. They could be things that you've taken on as a result of what your parents taught you, or a teacher taught you, or a minister taught you. It doesn't matter who taught you. You took it on. You accepted it as being your truth. That's what your beliefs are. But they are not actually true, not in the universal sense. They are limitations and restrictions that you have accepted for yourself. And we say this because as you become more and more awake, more and more aware, you will begin to wonder, why is it that that person can have this amazing connection and channel messages and I can't? Well, the answer is you can, and you can do it just as well as they do. You can do it better than them. The only reason why you don't is because you have beliefs that limit you. And beliefs are simply thoughts that you've had over and over until you decided that they must be true. But they're not. None of your beliefs are true. You are the one that decides what you believe. And you are the one who can change what you believe. So when you look at your life and you look at what you truly desire for it to be, start believing that it's possible. Give yourself permission to achieve your dreams, no matter how outlandish they may seem. Give yourself permission to be the beautiful, amazing, unlimited being that was created. It's time to let go of everything that's not true. And for most of you, that means letting go of pretty much everything you've ever believed. But don't worry, it's not like you'll be this empty void walking around with nothing inside of you. As you release, as you let go, you open up more and more to the universal truth, to the truth from God. And that truth flows into you. And it helps you to make changes in your own life. So don't decide that how you are right now is how you will be forever, because that does not have to be true. You have the ability to change. You have the wisdom to change. You have the power to change. You may need someone else to help you at the beginning to really begin to understand and to see how it all works and to put it into action. And that's fine. But you do have the ability. It is yours and it will always be yours. So it's time to let go of your limitations and restrictions. It's time to start living all that you are. Okay, that's the message. And that was a combination of Divine Mother, Jesus, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Metatron, and Uriel. Okay.
Beautiful.
That's who it was.
Beautiful.
Okay, so now we are going to talk to our callers. That's what we're going to do. If you have a question and you want to call in, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And the chat room is open, so if you are logged in, you can go to the chat room. And if you have a question, you can type it, and I will see it. All right. Our first caller is my favorite number, 111-111-111. And let's see if it's our favorite person. Hello.
Well, I will step up and fill that position. Favorite person, love it. How are you all doing?
We're great, Queen. How are you?
I'm great too. Grateful as well. What's up?
Hi, Queen.
Hi, Magical DC Love. What's up?
I don't know. I'm getting, Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, let's go, Queen. It's time to focus. I've known you for quite a while, and every now and then we do talk about relationships. And she's saying, you know, now may be the time to, I guess, to just consider relationships. Even the relationships that you have presently with others in regard to business, to make sure that they're healthy, that you have boundaries, okay, and that these, you know, these partnerships with others, they're balanced. But I'm getting, you know, this is all about, like, relationships is what she's showing me. And I'm not sure if you're interested in, you know, a relationship per se, but, you know, it would be a good time to consider one is what she's showing me. And I'm also getting, Queen, when I said that, Ginger's saying she, you know, looked deep within you. And when I said relationship, maybe you don't even feel it like on a physical level, but there is a little bit of fear and doubt within.
Okay.
Okay, so she's saying, you know what? She said, we're going to get rid of those fears, Queen. You called in, and subconsciously you knew that it was time to get rid of the fears that you have about love, to get rid of the fears that you have, you know, in regard to yourself. She's saying you are, you know, you are loving, you are lovable, and she's saying, you know, this is your time. If you haven't allowed the fears to come to surface, if you haven't recognized them, now is the time to allow them to come up, and it's time to get rid of them. Because as we know, you can come from a place of fear, or you can come from a place of love. Always choose love. So she's wanting to know if you would like to get rid of the fears within. Are you
yes.
open to release fears?
Yes.
Yes, well, she's saying that is the first step, and she's so, so proud of you. Okay.
You know, Ginger,
okay, so now
I've got
like a little bit of a tickle in my throat for some reason. And I'm getting that you need to maybe do like a little bit of work on the throat chakra. Because when we do that, it improves relationships, Queen. So I guess that was what the little tickle was all about. Okay. And we have a beautiful angel coming forward and wanting to help you to open your heart. My beloved Queen, where within your beautiful heart do you feel, you know, you have closed that area off? At one point or another, you know, I feel like there's almost like an encasement around your heart, Queen. And this beautiful angel is saying, are you ready to allow that to be taken off and allow love to come in? Are you willing to open up to all that you are? Queen, are you ready to open up to all that is before you? Are you willing to release all that is not love? Are you willing to go deep within and release the past and allow love to come in, Queen?
That's an interesting question from the angel. But ultimately, the answer would be yes to honoring myself and all that I am.
Okay.
So I would say yes from that perspective.
Okay. Well, that's good because Ginger is coming forward and she's saying, you know, that's wonderful, Queen, because this is a time that you are sort of, I'm seeing like you're closing one chapter of the book of your life, and the next chapter is filled with freedom and happiness. It's filled with expansion. It's filled with learning new things, maybe some new skills. And, you know, doing that is really going to be beneficial for you. So this is a time of growth, and I'm glad that you called in at this time. I really feel like it was, you know, your divine timing because you have so much to look forward to going forward, Queen. Really, really beautiful. And Ginger's saying also she feels like, you know, that your intuition, she feels like it's so much stronger at this time. Are you aware of it? Because I feel like I just see you, like, getting stronger and more powerful, and as you're sleeping, you're being filled with all these beautiful divine downloads.
Of my intuition growing stronger, opening up to it. I am aware.
Okay. Well, Ginger's saying, you know, listen to your heart for a lot of this. Like, at this time right now, it's not a time to actually listen, you know, listen to the logical side of yourself, okay? And I'm getting, you know, I'm hearing Queen Opulence. And Ginger is showing me, you know, your divine feminine energy and how amazingly beautiful it is shining, you know, at this time, Queen. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, and we have Lord Ganesh coming in, and at this time as well, this is a time for, you know, all that no longer serves you to be removed, to be pushed to the side. Ginger and Joan are pushing things to the side, and they're saying, this is your time, Queen. This is a time, you know, of abundance. This is a time of knowledge. This is a really important time. This is a time to even go forward beyond what you thought you could do. Okay? So Ganesh is with you, and he wants to help you on this beautiful path that you are on right now. And he, too, is alongside Ginger and Joan, and they're clearing the way. So I just feel like this is so, so beautiful.
Interesting combination, for sure.
Yeah, it is. I don't question it anymore. But Ginger's saying it's all divine. Whether, you know, whether you hear from someone with fur or anything else, she's saying, but take your time, Queen. You have a lot of decisions in front of you. Please go slowly. And when Barbara comes in now, you know, we're going to get rid of the fear. And it's not only fear from this life, but it's fear from past lifetimes as well. It's fear that you had in regard to relationships. And she's saying, you know, when you clear all this, it's going to help you to make the decisions that are, you know, awaiting your responses. So are there things that you're waiting to, you know, to decide about maybe?
Probably quite a few, actually.
Okay, because she's saying decisions, decisions, decisions. And she's saying, Queen, you're strong, and you can do what needs to be done, but you've got to have faith and know that, you know, calling in today, you are healing what needs to be healed, and everything's going to happen in your divine right timing. So
yeah,
she's saying,
right.
I, you know, have faith in you, and you've just got to trust. And she's saying, wait till Barbara comes in. She's saying, oh, my goodness, you're going to feel so much better. Okay? And she's saying, I promise, you know, it's going to be good. But, girlfriend, you've got to do your work, too. You've got to get rid of the fears, the worries. And you don't have to control anything. You've got to allow. And remember, like, love is always the answer. So I really feel, you know, Ginger has a lot of good advice today. And just, you know, make sure you do that mirror work and tell yourself how much you love you. You know, I love you, Queen. You know, I am lovable and I'm worthy of the love that I want. And love comes in all different forms. And it opens the door to happiness, to prosperity, to abundance. So it's really beautiful. But I do feel that some of the stuff in regard to your heart has to do with healing like a family, okay? So it could be from this lifetime. There's some negativity. There's a little bit of anxiety. And, you know, we're going to get rid of all of that. If you're, you know, you're willing, and you said you were, so we're going to get rid of it. And we're going to, you know, we're going to let go and make room for all the amazing things that I know that you're waiting to do, Queen. So I feel like this is a really, really exciting day. Really, really beautiful. And I thank you because I just, I'm happy that to be here and to, you know, to just to share in your excitement, okay? So Ginger's saying, you know what, this is your time, Queen, stay positive. And she's saying, go within when you have a chance, and you're going to see what a fulfilled life this really is for you. You've struggled through many lifetimes, and you've learned, especially calling in and, you know, and speaking with us, that, you know, you don't have to have a difficult life. We could live and see things from the brighter side of things, and you're ready for all the positive and all the beautiful things that are coming your way. So I thank you, Ginger, and we're going to step back, and we're going to invite Barbara in, and I thank you, Queen. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being there. Thank you, Ganesh. Thank you, Ginger, and thank you. Boy, the lady who drives the red car, why am I forgetting her name? But she knows who I'm talking to.
It's Joan, girlfriend, Joan. She's saying, you have a red car, I have a red car. How can you forget my name?
You know, I don't know. I guess I have to turn some lap after, so it's all good. Thank you.
Saying the next time you drive your red car, she's going to jump in and she's going to talk to you the whole way. You won't forget her ever again.
I didn't forget her. I just forgot her name. I didn't forget her.
Yes, I know. She is unforgettable. She's talk here. She's saying, Queen, we're going to just have a, you know, we're going to have a beautiful conversation. So I think it'll be enjoyable. I look forward to hearing all about that as well.
All right. I'll let you know. Thank you, DC.
Okay. Thank you, Queen. Barbara?
Okay, Queen. Now, the first thing is when Ginger started talking, I started hearing a song. And they're saying I should tell you the name of the song so you can listen to it after we finish. And the song is Shake Your Roofing.
I got it.
Okay. So I don't know if it's just the words or the music, and they're saying you should listen to the song. And, yeah, you can read the words while you're listening, but it's listening to the song that's going to connect you with whatever it is that it's supposed to connect you with. Okay. And then when DC was talking about old fears, I was hearing that it starts with family relationships.
Okay.
So, and it's not just family relationships in this time. It's family relationships from other times as well. You've apparently had some interesting families. That's what I'll call them, interesting. So let's see. How do they want to release this, remove this, whatever? Okay, so there is... your group of goddesses, the group of three goddesses, and they're the ones that are going to be working on you right now. And so I will just let them flow as they need to flow. Here they are. As you have gone through life, many lives, you have always chosen interesting families. We like that term, interesting families, because it's not a matter of right or wrong, good or bad. It's just that they were interesting. And you learn things from these interesting families. And some of the things you learn made you afraid. And they made you afraid of what other people might do to you, how other people might have power over you, how your life is not actually your own, that you have to bow down almost to these other people because they are older, they are authority figures. There's a variety of reasons, and it doesn't really matter. We just want to eliminate all of this. So we will ask you to just take a nice deep breath and let go. And we are moving through you and anyone else who wants to have this clearing, we are moving through you as well. So if you would like to have your family relations cleared out, just say yes and breathe. And we are moving through each of you now, going through all of your lives and all of the energies that you have been holding on to from past lives. And we are releasing them, dissolving them. They are melting away. And you may feel the changes in your body. You may feel your shoulders relaxing and allowing yourself to just be more fluid, more flexible, as you are releasing all of these old relationships, these old beliefs, these old limitations that you put upon yourself. Because it's not a matter of what they did. It's a matter of what you chose to accept. And so we're clearing all of that out. All of the ways that you gave your power away to others. And we are giving your power back to you. And we are removing all of the power that others had over you. Because you are the authority in your life and no one else has power over you.
True.
And this is helping to bring you back into balance. Balance with yourself, with your life, with your relationships, with your choices. Balance with everything that you have created. And we are melting away any fears connected with any of this old stuff from the past. You don't need those either. The fears just limit your potential. And you don't need to be limited. You weren't created to be limited. And take a nice deep breath. And let go. Now we are moving through your present lifetime and the relationships you've had in your family. And some of them you've kind of buried. You just didn't want to think about them, deal with them in any way, shape, or form. And we are just releasing those. Unburying them and letting them go. So you don't need to keep them at all. You've learned what you needed to learn from them. And there's no reason to keep them around. And just let go. And as all of these relationships are melting away, any restraints or restrictions you had in your heart are also being released. And you now have the freedom to love anyone and everyone completely. And all of that old obstructive energy is gone. And you are clear. How does it feel?
Interesting. Interesting. It brings me to my knowing that the love is directed to me, and for more love to me, and I am worthy of loving myself more and more and more. And where I am at this moment, and the moments before, was the relationship that relationships with myself and the all-knowing, the first mother. That is the relationship that is to be magnified and glorified for me. Because with that relationship is all keys to peace and love and tranquility and opulence and everything. So that's how I feel. That's the path I'm on and speaking, and I will stay on. I will not be deterred, no matter what. And speaking of relationships I have and family, I've seen progress in letting go and of people, and seeing them come in differently, and recognizing who was placed there for to benefit my conscious love of soul. And yeah, it's been a pleasure to remember their place. Where I placed them, with place. But in a relationship, that's how I can relate to the all, and that's where all answers come from. And awakening that within myself stronger and stronger and stronger. And the heart chakra, the throat chakra. Yes, something there to be acknowledged more. And I will. So that's how I feel. How you feel about what I said?
Whoa. We want to make sure that you understand a particular aspect of relationships, because you have had members of your family that you felt were not on your side. We will put it that way. Some of them you felt had pointy sticks and were constantly sticking you with them to make sure that your life was not enjoyable, lovable, peaceful, whatever terminology you want to use. And we want you to understand that every relationship, no matter whether you saw it as good or bad or indifferent, was based in love. Everyone was doing what you had asked them to do before you came into this physical life. And you had asked for some of them to make your life a living hell. And they were doing that out of love. And when you recognize the love, then you can let go of everything else. And we're not saying you're going to go and hug these people now. You don't have to. But there's no need for you to fight against them, to push them away. You can simply love them and let them be, which gives you the freedom to have more love in your own life.
It's amazing. The the vantage point that we can see things from. And, yeah, the point of view, how vast, to put a word in there, since we're speaking in tongues. But if that's what I brought them to me, if I was the one who brought them to me for that purpose, they did a good damn job of doing it. And I go back to that because it's not shifting. The keys to my peace, my freedom, my eternal love is the one that knows everything, that can see all vantage points. And I call her the first mother. So even though I understand we create our own realities, and I've heard the stories of we decide what we want it to be when we come here and so on and so forth. But once we're here, we do have a choice. And that's my choice of relationships. And with that, as I travel on that path, more on that path, unwavering on the path of my connection with the keeper of everything, I can't lose. I can't lose. So if there are tears that need to be shed and heart that needs to be open, well, that's part of living. We don't stay stagnant. With this flexibility, shaking my groove thing, moving more fluidly. I heard you. I heard you all. And I ingest and put it through my vessel. And I am always grateful to hear from you, Mother, First Mother, through the vessels. In this case, the magical DC love and the anointed one. So, you know, here I am with a smile upon my face and maintaining my power. And that's
wonderful.
That's me, Queen Opulence.
And they're all smiling with you. So good. Okay, so they said, don't forget to shake your groove thing.
Well, you know, I'm doing it right now, and I'll get that music because, you know, I'll walk, take two steps as a dip. So, yeah, shake the groove thing. Much love and appreciation for your voices, all of you. All of you. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay. All right. My computer is not doing what I tell it to do. Hold on. Let me refresh my screen. See if this helps. See if this does anything. Oh, okay. It's doing something. It all disappeared. Now I've got to get it all back. Oh, come on, computer. Be a good computer. Okay, the screen is still blank. I'm trying to go to the next caller. But I can't do it until the screen comes back. Come on, screen. Okay. I'm going to have to...
And Ginger is laughing. She's just saying, you know what, Barbara, when they work, they are wonderful. You know, and she's saying they have a lot of memory, but they have no imagination.
I don't know why it went away and it won't come back.
Yeah, and she's saying, you know, when there's problems like that, you can't uninstall them. They don't have any kind of uninstall, you know, program. They're crazy.
Oh. Trying to make my life more and more interesting.
Yes, yes, for sure. My goodness.
Okay. I'm trying to bring you up on the tablet because the computer's not responding. And hold on.
And now, Ginger,
here it is.
I want to make you laugh, Barbara, while you're trying to get this going on. And she's saying, what did the computer do at lunchtime? It had a bite to eat. And a bite is B-Y-T-E in computer language.
No, okay.
What did the computer sneeze? It had a virus.
We are going to go to our next caller now. This caller's from 720. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
How are you today?
I had a day off today because I was going through some stress at work with my coworker, and I don't know. I don't know why. What lesson am I learning by the stresses that I'm going through right now?
Okay, well, the first thing I was getting, hon, is that you're going through this transition period. And during this time, you may be, you know, questioning a number of things. Okay, so try to keep grounded and just, you know, stay in balance. And remember, you know, as with our last caller, you know, you're learning things and you actually contracted for that person to come in and help you to learn lessons. And the most aggravating, hard lessons are the ones, you know, that we learn the most, okay? So just try to, you know, just to stay calm and you know, don't get too crazy. And I'm also getting, you know, this is the time to help you to release, okay? Release what no longer serves you. And when I said that, I was getting that, Randy, you are a healer. Do you feel that?
Yes.
Okay, so that's, it's, you know, it's to help you to bring that forward as well, that beautiful gift of healing is what I was getting. And I'm getting, you know, now that you're home today, take the time to just sit, you know, quiet your mind, close your eyes, and just focus on your breath and allow your team and the angels to come in. And, you know, then you could ask, you know, the questions that have been on your mind, and you're going to be able to feel different things, to see the different things. And I'm getting you're going to have, you know, guidance as well to help you to keep moving forward.
Okay.
And, you know, never worry about, like, these kind of situations. Just put them in the form of prayer, Randy, because when we do, when we surrender everything, we are no longer stuck in that moment or that situation. We're not powerless. We're not confused. When we let go and we let God and we allow divine intervention to come in, that's when, you know, we're going to see that, you know, we're going to get through this. We're not going to worry about it. And we're going to turn it over and, you know, you're going to see there is a divine solution for this. And when you turn it over, you feel good immediately. You're not holding on to all of that stuff that you don't need to hold on to. I don't know if you've been noticing, but you have a beautiful team with you, and the angels have been sending you amazing signs. So you might be caught up in what's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I get signs from billboards, from the TV, from the radio. I can get it from my grandson's storybooks. You can get them from anywhere, okay?
So okay. The
possibilities are endless. I mean, I was walking by the TV and Joan Rivers started to talk to me. So, but just be open to, you know, the way that, you know, your signs come to you, okay? Because the angels want to give you the clarity that you're needing. If you're not noticing the signs, ask them for, you know, more, more clear signs. Yeah, you know, I'm not getting the signs clearly enough. Can you communicate a little bit more clearly and help me to receive the signs? And they will. They're always there to help you. Try to stay in the present moment, you know, the here, the now. And don't like look back at things that, you know, worried you in the past. Because if we do, then we're missing out on what's going on right now. And I'm getting, you know, all of this that you've been going through is crazy. It may be, you know, something that's driving you nuts, but there is a hidden blessing. Believe it or not, there is a hidden blessing. So you may be thinking, you know, what kind of blessing? If you don't figure it out, like, you know, like right now, you will. Down the road, you're going to see, wow, that, you know, I'm glad that I figured it out, because it's going to help you to move forward. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
I have to ask you, because I feel like you've had a lot on your mind. Are you having any kind of health issues?
No, not really.
Okay, well, just be careful then, because you could, with all that's going on, okay?
Oh, you know what?
Just be careful.
There is something that I would do, but I'm not really that worried, because I just went to the doctor, and there is something, like fibroids, maybe. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, well, visualize
about
perfect health, you know, and just feel it and allow, you know, anything to just, that is not perfect health, to be released.
Okay? Yep.
So just, you know, if it's not, you know, there to help you, let it go. I'm getting that, you know, when you keep that positive mindset about your health and everything, I feel like things are like just like fading away, okay? And also spiritually, allow yourself spiritually. You're a healer. You know, you could put your hands on yourself and allow that beautiful healing to come in, okay? So I do feel, you know, I feel that that will help you as well, okay? So, like whenever we have an issue, you know, there's always something there that, you know, it's there to help us learn, okay? And I'm getting right now, too, like this is your time to treat yourself with love and compassion, okay?
Okay.
And when you do that and you, you know, take time for you and breathe and just give yourself that, you know, beautiful healing energy, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to be energized. You're going to feel refreshed, and you're going to say, wow, you know what? Life does not feel as difficult as it did. It really doesn't, okay? So I do feel like you have a lot, you know, a lot of spiritual growth ahead of you, okay? And, you know, I like the way that you have the ability to plan, like, long-term, okay? And you can see, you know, You have a vision that you could see for yourself, you know, that goes beyond, like, next week, Randy, okay? So just keep doing what you're doing. You have a lot of creative energy. You work well with others, okay? So just stay positive. And I feel like things, like you said, they are going to get better for you. I just want to see, Ginger, my dog is coming in. Have you ever talked to a dog before?
My own dog.
Okay, well, that's good. She said, that's a start. And she's telling me, you know what? She said, girlfriend, just keep that attitude of gratitude. And she's also showing me, I don't know if you thought of, like, maybe a part-time business or something to do something from your home.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's saying that would be, you know, a great way, you know, for you to really to make some more money. Okay? And she's saying, you know, things are going to resolve shortly. But she's saying start planning, you know, ahead and don't allow yourself to give up on anything. So I do feel like that home-based business, you know, maybe, you know, things happen and it nudges you to do different things. She is saying, have you been thinking about changing, you know, the work environment itself?
Yes. Well, it's a pretty new place that I'm working at, but my dream is to have my own business.
Beautiful. Well, yep, and you're going towards it. And she's saying, you know, whatever is happening in regard to work, you know, they have to be addressed and resolved if there's any kind of things that are going on, You can't let them just be. They have to be addressed and resolved. But
yeah.
She's saying, Randy, that's there's going to be.
That's why I didn't go in today, because I didn't feel like dealing with.
Yeah, and she's saying, but you know what?
And I did it, and I didn't go in because I didn't want to talk to her.
Okay, well, to think about it. You know what? Allow the angels to come in and help you to, you know, to think about it, and you're going to verbalize it from a place of love where they're going to respect you, okay? And Ginger's saying, you know what, girlfriend, yesterday might have been St. Patrick's Day, but you've still got those four-leaf clovers all around you. You have so much luck with you. You've got a lot of talent. You've got so much opportunity for growth, okay? Whatever you can, you know, whatever you can visualize, you can, you know, you can bring it to be. You can manifest it. So I'm getting like you're very talented. You might have to, you know, do a little bit of work on that beautiful talent, but you're going to be able to go far with it. But she's saying you're going to get further ahead by doing something that you truly love. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm also getting, have you thought about maybe like working with someone to help you to achieve your goals?
Like a life coach?
Because I'm getting partnership. I'm hearing the word partnership. So there may be someone that comes in that could, you know, that could actually become a partner, and the two of you could, you know, go forward together.
Mm-hmm.
But Ginger's saying, honey, you don't have to try to always be perfect. She's saying you're a perfectionist, you know. And she's saying, you know, you have an amazing sense of humor, and that's one of your best qualities. And, you know, when you laughed a little bit a couple seconds ago, like, it was wonderful, okay? Make sure you laugh a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and she's saying, Mom, she's so spiritual, you know? So make sure that you always stay connected with that beautiful spiritual side of yourself, okay? Because...
Yep.
You could really, let you know, you could draw strength upon that, okay? And she's saying, you know, this home-based business would be great, or even with a partner, she's saying, but at times you don't trust your own ideas and you don't take time to listen, you know, to what you have inside, okay? So she's saying, you know, just you need time to just, like, shut off the world around you, shut off everything, go within and listen. When you spend time with yourself, you're going to see how amazing things are, okay? She feels that you're like a little bit bored maybe right now and a little bit frustrated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she's just saying, you know, you've got to think about what it is that you truly love to do. And when you do, work will never be work again, okay? There's going to be positive solutions, you know, to this issue, but you're allowing your fear to get in the way. Okay, you're limiting yourself. And again, she's saying, you know, you may have stayed home today. She's saying, but please don't let things get out of hand at work. They need to be resolved. Okay, and communication is key.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, no, there's not, you almost stopped breathing there for a second. There's nothing to fear. I'm going to bring Barbara on. We're going to help you to get rid of that fear of communicating with others. And being maybe afraid of conflict, because you're going to do it in a loving way. And when you do it in a loving way, you're going to have nothing but respect, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And calling in, huh, Barbara?
Okay, Randy. So they're saying that what is happening at work is actually a reflection of some issues within you, which you are being made aware of. So when you think about the situation at work, what are the first three words that pop into your mind?
I just know that she triggers me. So anything that I feel bad about myself, she's reflecting onto me, and it's the parts of me that are like not confident or feel bad about myself. My coworker is bringing out in me, like micromanaging me and like making me feel less. I'm making myself feel less, and I know she doesn't do that to me, but like whatever she says is my my fears or my triggers, and it's just making it a bad situation.
Okay. All right. See, you told me exactly what I need to hear. And now I'm going to show you how to clear out that energy. Because once you clear out the energy, then you can simply look at the situation and see what it is you need to do that's for your highest good. Right now you can't see that because all of the energy that is there is it's like a swirling mess of garbage floating around. That's what it looks like to me. Okay. So we are going to use Dear Innate statements to clear this out. So repeat after me. Dear Innate, I forgive my coworker for triggering me.
Dear Innate, I forgive my coworker for triggering me.
Dear Innate, I release the triggers.
Dear Innate, I release the triggers.
Dear Innate, I release the need to feel bad.
Dear Innate, I release the need to feel bad.
Dear Innate, I release the need to not be confident.
Dear Innate, I release the need to not feel confident or be confident.
Dear Innate, I release the need to believe that I am less.
Dear Innate, I release the need to believe that I am less.
Dear Innate, I release my coworker's micromanagement.
Dear Innate, I release my coworker's need to micromanage from micromanagement.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am equal to my coworker.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am equal to my coworker.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am confident in the work that I do.
Dear Innate, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Dear Innate, I accept that I am confident in the work that I do.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am confident in the work that I do.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to be me.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to be me.
Dear Innate, I release any need to justify my existence.
Dear Innate, I release any need to justify my existence.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Innate, I open myself to loving myself. I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, now think about work and how does it feel?
It's funny because I was beating myself up as I was repeating because I'm like, I'm doing exactly what you're telling me, what I'm trying to release. I'm like, oh my God, what if I forget what you're saying? I don't hear you correctly or concentrate. And I was doing what I do at work. Actually, but yeah, so we brought that to my awareness.
Well, you know, you can use those Dear Innate statements anytime you want to, and you can just simply say, Dear Innate, I let go. Dear Innate, I let go. You don't have to specify at all. Just say you let go, and you will mm-hmm. find yourself letting go and relaxing. And when that happens, then you naturally flow into your confident self, the you that knows that you know what you're doing, and you just go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
So now you can make your life better.
Yes. I'll go in there tomorrow. A new me.
And you can also use the Dear Nate statements when you're there and she's beginning to get on your nerves. You know, just in your own head, say, Dear Nate, I let go. Dear Nate, I let go.
Yes.
And you can also say things like, Dear Nate, I let this crazy woman go. Dear Nate, I don't have to slap her. You know, whatever.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And have a great day off. Do something fun.
Yeah, I have my kids home, so we save them. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling, Randy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and we are going to our next caller from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hello, hello, it's Catherine.
Hi, well, we're glad you called. What can we do for you today?
I would like to check in on I got an offer to move in with a friend who has a house in it, but it's in another state and another city that I haven't, an area I haven't lived in before, and I'm open to it, you know, as a something I didn't expect, but I'm, you know, here it's presented for me. So any thoughts on that move?
All right, let's see what DC is getting.
Yes, hi, Catherine. Thank you for calling in today.
Hello.
Hi. The first thing that I got when you were, you know, discussing what was before you was I got a maybe.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's the first thing. I do feel things are looking up for you, and everything is going to be resolved. I feel a lot of positive is coming your way. I'm getting not to worry, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm also getting, you know, you've got to listen and you've got to trust that little voice within your own inner voice. Sometimes you may let your emotions get in the way. Okay. How do you feel about, you know, how do you feel about the area that is, you know, where you possibly can live?
Well, I might take a trip back up there because I haven't been there that many times, actually. But, you know,
I think
that it's a smaller city and it would be around.
Yes. I mean, that would be very good to, you know, to do that, you know, to go back up and check it out again, okay?
Yeah.
Definitely. And, you know, you've got to focus on what it is that you are wanting, okay? You know, what is it that you want from this new area? So I feel like you have the ability to find the perfect area, okay? And you've
uh-huh.
got to, like I said, you've got to go within and you've got to listen to that inner voice, okay? You're a very powerful manifester. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, it's starting to happen faster, definitely.
Yeah, you have the opportunity to really to do whatever it is that you're wanting to do. Whatever you feel that is in your heart. You know, and you've got to just focus and put, you know, the effort in and, you know, you have the opportunity to be where you want to be. And I'm getting, you know, just, I see you in a car. You've got to use your wisdom and your intuition to steer you on this beautiful journey ahead. And it will keep you on the correct path, okay? So I do feel, you know, like I said, going, you know, up there would be really wonderful. Okay, and I feel like things are changing for you. Everything feels like, you know, it's getting better. It's on the upswing. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But I am getting, you know, just take things slow, and I'm getting consider options, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And really focus it on what you are wanting. So that's what I have for you, Catherine. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Hi, Catherine.
Hello. I want to say first, what you said to Queen, that message really affected me too, and I felt a lot in my throat chakra, and my heart was going crazy.
Oh, good. What I'm getting for you about this potential move in your life is that you need to make sure that you are seeing yourself as equal.
Uh-huh, right.
That you're not seeing her as the one who gets to make all the decisions because she owns the house and you are just merely someone who is there. It's important that you be equal. And if you're not going to mm-hmm. feel you are equal, don't put yourself in that situation.
Right.
Now, if this feels right to you when you go and visit, you know, and you check it out and it feels, it has a sense of peace for you,
mm-hmm.
then it would be a good place for your next step. You will not live there for long. They won't tell me how long not for long is, but you will move again eventually.
Yeah. One reason, you know, I called before about going back to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And this place would allow that, you know, it'd be a lot cheaper. So I would be able to travel from there easier than the expense of where I live now. It's kind of hard to leave for a month. But up there, then I'd feel easier to keep that place than to travel to other places.
Okay.
It's one reason.
As long as it's going to work in your life and that
right.
you keep yourself as the most important person in your life, she doesn't become more important than you. You still
right.
do what is right for you. They want to make sure that you don't become this, you know, little submissive bit of nothing that has other people dictating your life, because that is not.
I never have been.
Yeah. They just don't want you to change your mind and decide that someone else should be in control, because that's not the truth. Okay, let me see if there's anything else they want to say. They want to say that no matter where you live, it is you who determines what you experience. And so make sure that you choose what you're creating. You
right.
wanted to have a way to travel and still have a home and have it be
right.
less expensive so that you can branch out in your life. And this is an opportunity for you to do that. That's why this has come to you, because it's an answer
right.
to what you desired.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So if you choose not to move here, know that you will have other choices. So it's
mm-hmm.
not like you're only going to get one answer.
Right.
So make sure that it fits you. That it feels good to your heart. And they say as long as you make sure of that, they don't see any problems with it at all.
Can we clear out, I don't know what it is about not wanting to clear out the stuff I have now. Like for months I've said I need to prepare, start the energy flowing, to move and start, you know, cleaning my house now as if I'm going to move. And it hasn't really, I kind of feel like I have to do it, but then I don't want to do it. So I need to flip around that energy that I'm excited to clean out my closets.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. So repeat after me. Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go of the obligation of cleaning.
Oh, dear innate, I let go of the obligation of cleaning.
Dear innate, I let go of the duty of cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I feel that. I let go of the duty. Dear innate, I let go of the duty of cleaning.
Dear innate, I accept that I choose my life.
Dear innate, I accept that I choose my life.
Dear innate, I choose to live in a place that is clean and free.
Dear innate, I choose to live in a place that is clean and free.
Dear innate, I choose to release the energetic ties to things.
I choose to release the energetic ties to things.
Dear innate, I allow myself to make my own choices.
Dear innate, I allow myself to make my own choices.
Dear innate, I choose to live in joy.
Dear innate, I choose to live in joy.
Dear innate, I choose to enjoy the things that I do.
I choose to enjoy the things that I do.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Take a deep breath. Dear innate, I choose to look forward to my life.
Dear innate, I choose to look forward to my life.
Dear innate, I choose to enjoy my changes.
Dear innate, I choose to enjoy my changing.
Dear innate, I am creating a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I am creating a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
Dear innate, I let it all go now.
Dear innate, I let it all go now.
A nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
It feels good. The little girl, that my inner child, pops up whenever things about creating come up. Like she was told, well, what is your creation? Or, you know, like, sure, it's your choice, but what can you what can you create? So I don't know if that was, I don't remember my parents being negative like that, but that's something of my childhood, of that doubts create what I could create.
All right, they're giving me a phrase. So, dear innate, my inner child has the ability to create.
Dear innate, my inner child has the ability to create.
Dear innate, I work with my inner child to create my life.
Dear innate, I work with my inner child to create my life.
Dear innate, I love the creativity of my inner child.
Dear innate, I love the creativity of my inner child.
Dear innate, I can create anything.
Dear innate, I can create anything.
Dear innate, my inner child and I love to create.
Dear innate, my inner child and I love to create.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah, that feels better. That feels a lot calmer.
Yeah. Okay. You're showing me all of
Barbara, the only other thing I'd like to add is her inner child was always afraid of change. I don't know if she herself, the child, was afraid of change, but I was getting it was very difficult for her. Change was very, very hard. And that was throughout, you know, throughout many past lifetimes. It wasn't just this one, but change, you know, was not a thing that was looked forward to.
Okay, let's see. Dear Nate, I look forward to change.
Dear Nate, I look forward to change.
Dear Nate, my inner child loves change.
Dear Nate, my inner child loves change.
Dear Nate, my inner child knows her creations bring change.
Dear Nate, my inner child knows her creations bring change.
Dear Nate, we both welcome change.
Dear Nate, we both welcome change.
Dear Nate, I release all my past fears of change.
Dear Nate, I release all my past fears of change.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Taking a deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Yeah, that was good. Thank you, DC. I think that was a nugget I was digging for.
Oh, definitely. And just every day when you get
the anxiety.
Up.
Yeah,
be excited about, like, you know, the change that's coming to you, because I do see beautiful change coming. It's going to be it's going to be positive. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be magical. You have a lot of good to look forward to with this change.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, I move every couple of years. I change that. I change my jobs a lot. But I think it's change on a real deeper level that,
Especially now, I feel, you know, that you're going to have so much to look forward to. I'm getting, you know, in regard to business, in regard to possibly meeting new friends, love, like change is coming on all different levels, and it's bringing amazing luck and success with it. It's going to be beautiful. A lot of good is coming. A lot of love, a lot of happiness.
Focus on that.
It's beautiful, it's really, really beautiful. But every now and then, connect with your inner child and, you know, ask what's important to her, what's on her mind, you know. Give her a chance to connect and talk to you. You could do it, you know, via the automatic writing. Barbara has instructions how to do automatic writing on her page.
Yeah.
I feel like that little girl within wants to really tell you a lot. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I do that in meditation, but I'll try writing. I haven't done that much.
Yeah. The automatic writing is amazing. Can you tell our caller, but everyone else about automatic writing?
Oh, let's see. Automatic writing is when you allow yourself to receive messages from divine beings that just flow through you, and your hand automatically writes what they're telling you. You're not thinking. Your brain is not involved. Your hand is just kind of writing on its own. It sounds kind of weird, and it may be, but it works. And when you're doing it, if you are writing too fast so that you can't actually read what you've written, you can ask them to slow down, and they will. And you just allow it to write. You don't have to edit it while it's being written. Your brain shouldn't be a part of it. The less you are actually a part of it, the more information you will receive, and the more it will be the actual information. Some people automatically try to change it as it's coming in. Don't do that. That just gets in your way. And it's an absolutely beautiful, wonderful process, and I loved it. And it's how I became a channel. I started with automatic writing, and then eventually I was able to hear them. So now I can do either one or both or whatever. But I do encourage everyone to do that.
Yeah, can you call in a guide as well, you know, like a channel, like before you've told me messages from Isis and that they'll help you in the channel writing?
Yes, you can specify who you want to get a message from, or if you have a question,
okay,
who you want the answer to come from.
All right. Now it's kind of a dreary, rainy day, so a good day to stay in and write.
Yes.
All right. Thank you both. Thanks for having the show every week.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have some fun.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 614. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Phil Sen from Ohio calling again. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, we do. How are you, Phil Sen?
I've definitely had better days. Today I've just been having a real big emotional kind of just letting a lot of things out, and I just wanted to know what my advice my team had for me. You guys could tap into.
Okay, yeah, that's a great idea. Okay, I just feel like you're thinking things over, and are you thinking about going like in a different direction in your life in some respect? I feel like there's things that maybe you want to do or things like that you have not been able to do as of yet.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is a time for you to think about it and what direction you want to take yourself in, And I do feel, you're going to have to think about it for a while, but I do feel that you're going to move forward into a beautiful, happier, future for yourself. Okay, I feel like there's a lot of hope around you. I feel a lot of positive energy, and there will be fulfillment. And I do feel like things will fall into place. Okay, so you've got to think about what it is that you are wanting, what it is you are wanting to do. Because you have the ability to manifest, your hopes and your dreams into reality. Okay, you can connect with your divine team, your angels, and allow them to help you to go forward. I do feel that, you have angels that are there with you right now, and they're just saying, Phil Sen, we're ready to help you. Just, give us permission. Tell us what you're thinking of. And the angels, they stand by. They don't get involved unless, of course, there's danger, but they just sit around like waiting for a thought, a word, and they want to help you. And I just saw, a beautiful star in the sky, and it had your name on it. And I feel like there may be someone actually that may come in to help you to go forward, okay? So Mother Mary she's there with you as well. Mother Mary wants to help guide you, hon. Okay, you have an amazing divine team with you. Archangel Michael is stepping forward. He is saying, you have a little bit of fear. He's going to help you to go forward with him. I believe what you're wanting, you have to step outside your comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah.
And this is your time to go ahead and, really to start living the life of your dreams, Phil Sen, okay? I do think it all starts with you loving yourself a little bit more. when you get up in the morning, do that little bit of mirror work and tell yourself how much you love you, and do it on a daily basis, and let go of all the stuff that you're holding on to that's not love, okay? And I'm getting, you know, breathing exercises would be really helpful as well. Even if you take maybe 2 minutes here or there during the day, close your eyes and just focus on your breath, okay? And that'll help you to, you know, to have a little bit more clarity. It'll help you to connect with your divine team, and just, you know, keep breathing in love, okay? And just open your heart. You've got to relax a little bit. And I'm getting there's like a little bit of sadness in you. And I'm gonna invite Barbara in to get rid of anything that's not, of course, love. That's not, you know, going to help you to move forward. Okay?
Okay, can I ask one question?
Sure.
I've like recently paid for a reading about my health, and I think the psychic told me that she sees me with crutches because I was having some issues with my joints. And so do you see me like you having to use crutches in the near future?
Okay. The first thing I'm getting is see yourself as being in perfect health.
Okay.
Okay. And affirm that, you know what, I am, you know, I am healthy. I am in perfect health. Okay, what you focus on, what you put your attention to is what you're bringing forward. Okay, so see yourself, like I said, completely healthy, okay? That's the first thing the angels are saying, you know, I wouldn't see myself with, like, any kind of crutches or anything like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to see what I can get in regard to health. But breathe, just keep breathing like in love and breathing out anything that is not love, okay? All I'm getting is, you know, your emotional health is intertwined with your physical health, okay? So whatever you're holding on to, we want to get rid of it, okay? And when we let go of what we're holding on emotionally, we're manifesting better physical health as well. You don't need crutches. So you don't need to be sick, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you don't, you do not, I'm getting, do not focus on that because you don't, we're going to leave go of like everything that's not, you know, beneficial to you, hon, okay?
Okay.
So emotionally, you know, whatever's there that's not serving you, okay? Okay, and I'm getting, you know, recovery, okay?
Okay.
And if, you know, if you feel that there's something that needs to be addressed, of course, you know, seek medical attention, okay? But I'm
okay.
Getting, you know, the word recovery around you. I'm getting, like, slow and steady recovery. There's going to be progress in that area. So just see yourself perfectly healthy. Barbara?
Okay. So what I am getting is, this is a time for you to start taking back your power. You've been taught most of your life that other people were in charge. Other people had more authority than you. That you should always listen to other people first. And it's time for you to let that go because it's not true. You are the authority in your life. You are the one who decides what you believe, what you don't believe, what you're creating, what you're not creating. You may not believe that, but it is still true, whether you believe it or not. Your life is based on what you decide, what you think about, what you consider to be important. And while you can call psychics and, you know, get their reading on different things, always remember that you can change in any moment so that their reading does not happen. Because if you change, then everything changes. And their reading is no longer accurate. So always keep that in mind, especially if, you know, they give you a reading about something that you don't particularly like having to use crutches. You can focus more on being healthy, which means you are moving yourself away from where you were going when they gave you the reading. And so that reading no longer applies. They want you to know that it's important for you to realize that you do have the power to make changes to your life. You have the power right now, even though you don't think you can or you don't know how, or it doesn't matter, you still have the power. And so what they want you to do is start going within, meditating, talking to your guides, gaining a deeper understanding of how you create your life so that you can begin making a life that you love, one that you look forward to, one where you wake up in the morning filled with joy because you are really excited and happy about the way your life is going. So it's like they are encouraging you to move forward. And they're doing it nicely. And they're saying if you don't listen, then they'll be more persistent with it. And they're giving you little images of you getting kicked in the butt to move you forward. Not literally kicked in the butt. They would never hurt you. But they would make it much, much more obvious that you have power. You create your life. And if you just stand by and wait for somebody or something else to create whatever's going to happen in your life, then you're going to get results that are not going to bring you joy, that are not going to be for your highest good. So they want you to step into your power. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's how you are able to bring about changes for yourself, by recognizing that you do have that power. And you can use those dear innate statements that you've heard me use with other people today to make changes to you. In fact, we're going to do that now. So repeat after me. Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I create my life.
Dear innate, I choose what I experience.
Dear innate, I choose what I experience.
Dear innate, I choose to be healthy.
Dear innate, I choose to be healthy.
Dear innate, I choose to let go of the past.
Dear innate, I choose to let go of the past.
Dear innate, I am responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am responsible for me.
Dear innate, I make great decisions.
Dear innate, I make great decisions.
Dear innate, I accept change.
Dear innate, I accept change.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay. How do you feel?
Clear. I feel clear. And
yeah.
Peaceful.
Good. And so decide what it is you want to create, how you want your life to look. Where do you want to go from now? It's your choice. It's your life. You are the one that gets to make the decision. So start creating what you really want to live, okay?
Okay. Okay, I want to thank both of you for your assistance and your kindness in doing these readings. And they've really been very supportive for me, and I know a lot of other people. So I want to thank you and express gratitude for it.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. And please connect with us whenever, you know, you feel guided. We're here for you, hon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Now
thank
have
you,
a great
honey.
Day.
Yes.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller, I think it is Nathaniel. Let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, I'm calling into the show. How's it all going?
It's going great, and Ginger is dancing, and she wants you to play the guitar. And she's saying, Nathaniel, let that light of yours shine. And she's singing the song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. So she is just so excited. She loves your energy. We love your energy as well. How have you been doing?
Oh, not so good.
What's going on, Nathaniel?
Oh, I guess there's a, you know, a little cloud over my light.
Well, you've got to see your life the way that you want it to be and see sunshine. Get rid of those clouds, Nathaniel. Okay? You have the ability to create and manifest the life that you are wanting. You have the ability, if there's something not going the way you'd like it to be going, you have the ability to create what you are wanting. Nathaniel, you know, the one thing we can count on is change, and you're recreating yourself whenever, you know, you want to. And you're so connected to spirit. You have the ability to connect with your angels. You have this amazingly strong connection. Allow your divine team to come in and to help you. Okay? And I'm getting breathe, Nathaniel. Just breathe. Okay? Sometimes we, you know, we don't realize how important it is, but just, you know, close your eyes and just breathe. And we do it, thank goodness, we do it without thinking about it. We don't think about our breath. But sometimes we're not breathing properly. Maybe it's a little bit shallow. And sometimes we should just, you know, put a little bit of focus on it. And it really helps, you know, to get yourself through the day, to help you to connect with your divine team, to have a little bit more energy. So I'm just getting, Nathaniel, you've got to start trusting yourself a little bit more, okay? The angels are with you, and they want to help you to have the clarity that you need to go forward, and they want to help you to feel good about your beautiful journey. So, as I said, change, you know, is the only thing that we can count on. This is your time right now, honey, to embrace the change that's before you. You know, feel excited about it. Allow all the old. You're still holding on to things that they no longer serve you. This is a brand new chapter of your life, Nathaniel. Think about all the good things, all the things that are going to bring you joy and love and happiness, and allow your angels to guide you down that path, okay? You've got to start focusing on what it is that you want, okay? And know that your angels are with you, you're safe. And I'm just getting, you know, there's some limiting beliefs as well that, you know, that are holding you back. You know, it's stopping you from having the love and the joy that you are so deserving of. Okay. So what I want to do is I'm inviting Barbara in, and we're going to get rid of this energy that it doesn't serve you. Okay.
Sure. Okay.
And we want to help you to go forward, Nathaniel, and live the life that you're so deserving of. How does that sound, Nathaniel?
Well, happy birthday. I hope it all works, but,
Well, it will. You know what? You've got to hold on. Barbara, we need you to come in and to help Nathaniel clear this energy.
Okay. Okay. So, one of the first things I was hearing is the song Put on a Happy Face. And they want you to listen to that song and really accept it. Because it's up to you how you feel. You already know that. And they want you to start living how you are choosing to feel. Okay. So repeat after me. Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I release the sadness.
Dear innate, I release the sadness.
Dear innate, I release the clouds from my life.
Dear innate, I release the dark clouds from my life.
Dear innate, I release the need to feel bad.
Dear innate, I release the need to feel bad.
Dear innate, I accept that I choose how I feel.
Dear innate, I accept that I have the choice how I feel, to choose how I feel.
Dear innate, I choose to be happy.
Dear innate, I choose to be happy.
Dear innate, I choose to feel joy.
Dear innate, I choose to feel dry.
Joy.
Joy.
Dear innate, I choose to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I choose to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I choose to see the beauty in my life.
Dear innate, I choose to see the beauty in my life.
Dear innate, I choose to accept myself.
Dear innate, I choose to accept myself.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
Dear innate, I let go of everything I used to be.
Didn't I used to be pretty good? I mean, you know, now, I don't know that, I used to be a lot better. So I don't know if that's,
Well, you're letting go of everything that you used to be so that you can become even more.
Dear innate, I release the way I used to be.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all
go. And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
I don't know that I really feel any better.
Okay. Well, sometimes it takes you a little while to have the energy woke through you. So let's see what they're saying about it. Yeah. The energy is shifting. So just let it shift. And meanwhile, listen to the song, Put on a Happy Face.
All right, ladies, thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, DC, let me go back to that page, and we are done.
Well, you know what, Barbara, we're not done yet.
Okay.
I want to ask a favor.
All right.
I have a birthday coming in a couple of days, and I just want to know if are there any messages for me?
Okay. There's several talking at once. Hold on, let me see. Okay, one at a time. What do you want to say to GC? The first thing I'm hearing is that we are going to have a bounty of messages for you on your special day, and you will be downloading them then. Okay? Let's see if there's one thing you want to say to her now. I'm just saying we don't want to spoil the surprise. Okay. Anything else? What do you want me to tell her? Tell you that we love you and we are looking forward to your special day. We are always looking forward to special days with you, because you are such a beautiful gift to all of us, not just the people on this world, but all of us who are in different dimensions, different realms, whatever terminology you want to use. We love you. We love you. We love your energy. We love working with you. We love your openness. We love everything about you. We just wish you would begin to love yourself just a tiny bit of the way we love you, and you would see that your life would change in so many ways. But even if you never change, we still love you, because our love for you is always there, always there, always there. And there is just so much flowing forward for you. And Joan is making you a special birthday cake. Don't worry, we will watch over her and make sure she doesn't explode any kitchens. Just relax and enjoy your birthday. Let it be your day. Do the things that you truly enjoy. And cancel anything that doesn't feel good to you. Don't let anybody else be more important on your day than you are. You are just so incredibly wonderful, and we want you to really begin to appreciate yourself as much as you deserve to be appreciated. You are beautiful, and we love you, and we can't wait for your special day. Okay, that's what I wanted to tell you.
Well, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you.
So apparently they're planning something big if Joan is baking the cake.
I don't know about that. I've got to keep my eye on Joan, because Joan, you know, often says when life deals you lemons, find someone whose life has dealt them vodka and have a party. So I don't know if there's going to be anything special in that cake. We've got to have the angels watch her.
They will.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much, Barbara. That was beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome. It feels like there's this huge something behind a curtain. They wouldn't let me see it, so you're going to have to let me know what happens on your birthday.
I will. Thank you.
All right, well, that is our show for today. Thanks, everyone, for calling in, and we should be back on Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. And we look forward to talking to you then. Have a great weekend, everybody. We love you. Bye-bye.
We love you. Bye, everyone.